Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, awesome humans. This is Jessica Lane, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things clean girl energy. And today we're diving into something we all grapple with. Procrastination. I mean, who hasn't stared at a to-do list longer than necessary, feeling that familiar pang of guilt mixed with a dash of, maybe even a sprinkle of fear? Let's be real, procrastination is like that friend who always promises to show up but somehow never quite makes it on time. But guess what? We can break free from its clutches and become productivity powerhouses. Now, I'm not about preaching some unrealistic, grind 24/7 mentality. This isn't about becoming robots who sacrifice sleep for spreadsheets. Unless that's your thing, then go for it. It's about finding that sweet spot where we feel motivated, focused, and actually enjoy getting things done. Sound good? Awesome. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you conquer procrastination and unlock your inner productivity ninja. First up, recognize your procrastination triggers. Ever notice how certain tasks just send you spiraling into a YouTube rabbit hole? Or maybe the thought of cleaning your desk sends chills down your spine? Understanding what sets off those procrastination alarms is the first step to shutting them down. Once you know your triggers, you can start developing strategies to avoid them. Next up, break those big, scary projects into bite-sized chunks. Remember that time you tried to bake a multi-tiered cake for your friend's birthday? Yeah, not so fun, right? Instead of overwhelming yourself with the entire project at once, focus on tackling smaller, more manageable tasks. This makes everything feel less daunting and keeps you motivated as you see progress along the way. Thirdly, schedule dedicated time for work. Yes, I said, schedule. It sounds basic, but it's surprisingly effective. Treat your work like important appointments in your calendar. You wouldn't skip a doctor's appointment, would you? Then why neglect your own productivity goals? By scheduling specific blocks of time for focused work, you create structure and accountability. Now, let's talk about the power of rewards. We all deserve a little treat now and then, right? After completing a task, whether it's finishing that report or conquering your inbox, reward yourself with something enjoyable. This could be anything from taking a short break to listen to your favorite song to indulging in a delicious cup of coffee. Positive reinforcement goes a long way. Lastly, remember to practice self-compassion. We're all human, and there will be days when procrastination wins. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. You got this. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Monday morning, and your inbox is overflowing with emails. The thought of wading through them makes your stomach churn. You've already started thinking about all the other tasks piling up. That presentation due this week, the laundry that needs doing, and maybe even starting that project you've been putting off for months. It's easy to get caught in the spiral of overwhelm and procrastination, right? But here's where those key takeaways come into play. Think back to those smaller chunks we talked about. Instead of tackling the entire inbox, tell yourself you'll just focus on responding to 5 urgent emails first. Celebrate that small victory. Then, reward yourself with a quick walk outside for some fresh air and sunshine. Your brain will thank you for it. By breaking down the seemingly insurmountable task into manageable pieces, you create a sense of control and momentum. So, remember those powerful insights we explored today? First, identify your procrastination triggers. Next, break down those big tasks into bite-sized chunks. Then, schedule dedicated work time and celebrate those accomplishments with rewards. Lastly, be kind to yourself. Everyone procrastinates sometimes. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for overcoming procrastination? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Clean Girl Energy, simple living affirmations for daily doses of motivation and inspiration. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.